Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think that's a very good attitude.
It's Mike Shope.
You don't think? But I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
It's the Bulldog.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Why don't you go to hell?
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
it's
are.
Mike
no,
Shope
I'm not.
Yes, you and are. The Bulldog. No, I'm not. On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Man, my head already hurts. Listening to those guys arguing about juice boxes, just centralizing the headache, like right in the middle of my forehead, right above my eyes, just right there. That's where the forehead is. Y'all know that, right? Poor Zach. Zach is just sitting. You know, we our setup here. Zach's in a studio, you know, control room. All the electricals and all the things that make this all go. All the commercials. Like he's in there answering the phone. And I'm in another room, you know, we're soundproofed, and he's just sitting in there, and I don't know, we've been together, it's a couple years now?
Yeah, I think we're going to be heading towards almost 3 years.
All right. Well, I feel like we know each other pretty well, but I can't help but wonder if you're just like sitting in there wondering, like, what is this? You're familiar with my work prior to working here,
yes.
I think, right?
Yes.
Like, what's in store for me today? Is what Zach is just saying. Like, what is happening in there? He's all alone. Mike is out sick today. We hope he feels better soon. So it's just me. We got Sal lined up at 4, Sabres pregame at 6, and it might actually be spring for real. No more like fifth winter, or whatever the hell we've been dealing with. Like it's nice out. The Masters, Scottie Scheffler. Good. The wide receiver train. I mean, choo-choo. We're here. We're another day closer, another week closer to the draft. A week from Thursday will be the first round. We will have a draft spectacular for you on Thursday involving many of the people who you hear on the station on a regular basis. I'm not sure what about that makes it spectacular, but we'll all be together for a couple of hours on Thursday sort of pouring over the draft. So there's stuff happening, and not all of it is headache inducing. But I do know, I'm aware walking in the door today that it is the end of not the entire NHL regular season. There's a few more days of games to go before we get into the playoffs next weekend. But the Sabres regular season ends tonight with a game in Tampa. And I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but there will be no playoffs for the Sabres for a 13th consecutive year. So indeed, their regular season is the end of the line. So like I got here and like it just felt like it was written that the Sabres would be a subject today. How are we feeling as it winds down? How do you wash this one away? And most vitally, what needs to change so that we do not end up a year from now or thereabouts talking about a 14th consecutive season without being in the playoffs. It's on 13 now. And so what's the way forward is something that's on my mind as I'm, getting ready to do this show, knowing Mike is off and just trying to, all right, what's a good conversation? What can we talk about? And of course, any conversation about the Sabres is going to eventually, and maybe it won't even take 10 seconds, although this has taken me considerably longer, would end up being about the coach, the future of the coach. What are we going to do about Don Granato? And are they just going to keep going? We've been talking like this about him and the coaching staff in general since around the holidays, right? I mean, I think that I don't think I'm being I'm rewriting opinion. It's not exactly history. I mean, I don't know how documented any of this is, but I feel like around Christmas time, like, okay, you got half a year left, and this is not working. Like, your most regular outcome here is coming out and being down 2 goals before the first TV timeout in games. Like, that's a regular occurrence, and that was evident by the holidays. So what are we doing here? You want to get busy living, or you're just going to just let another season slip away from you? And they chose the latter. Didn't have to end that way. They did, make some headway at times and get in the race. They were, remember that Saturday? We get a banner for this, and everyone did the fake mock-up banner hanging, like a chance to pull within a point of the Red Wings. That I think, was the high water mark a couple of Saturdays ago. Was that maybe the Saturday before Easter? I might have my weeks wrong. I mean, I don't know. Either way, we know how it went. Every time this team got within a hair of making the race even interesting, making it into an actual race, they lost the ensuing game and just could never string enough wins together. They never lost too many in a row either, but just another lost season. And of course, Granato's future would be squarely in the sights and a topic for conversation. I get here to work, log in, and the first thing I see is an announcement from the Sabres. They sent out an email. I appreciate this, having the knowledge, informing us that there will be some locker clean-out player availability coming up on Wednesday and Thursday of this week. Of course, they're finishing the season tonight in Tampa, and then we'll come home, and Wednesday, Thursday will be that. And then Friday, head coach Don Granato and general manager Kevin Adams will address the media Friday morning. And, of course, I see that, and anything in pro sports and in life can be subject to change right up until the moment it happens. But I've been doing this a minute, and I would say, in my experience, an email announcing that the head coach is going to be available along with the general manager Friday morning to answer questions from the assembled media is a pretty good sign that they are not contemplating any changes at either position. The idea that Kevin Adams' job status wouldn't change is not that surprising to me. The coach also, let me be careful here. I want to phrase this correctly, because all along here, while the heat has gotten turned up, and whenever Mike and I have talked about this subject, it's been usually like he feels like, and I don't think I'm, misrepresenting what he has talked about and how he's talked about it. Like they're going to have to do that. Like, what else is there to do? It's a 13th year not making the playoffs. And, oh, by the way, Lindy Ruff is available and probably still has a house here. So, like, what are we doing? Are we going to make a change or not? It seems like you have to make a change. You got to do something. Like, the roster doesn't feel ripe for big makeover when I look at it. I've said that for a while. But despite it seemingly being somewhat obvious to many observers, my co-host included, here's an announcement today that head coach and GM will be addressing the media on Friday. And I highly doubt that that is a farewell news conference for Don Granato. And I also highly doubt that anything that happens between now and Friday is going to impact that. I mean, I guess it could. Maybe it matters here that The players will be having exit interviews with the GM and the coach, and I suppose that there is, you know, something that you could hear if you are the GM from the players, like a consistent thread, maybe some consistent problem that you can tie up neatly by saying, you know, I really didn't want to. I thought we could keep going, but we need to make a change. I guess that's possible, but I am here to tell you, I think it is very unlikely. I think this news conference announcement is an announcement to prepare us for there not to be a significant change in the hierarchy of how the Buffalo Sabres are run. I think that's what this email is telling us. Not to be expecting a coaching change. And, you know, for one, in one way, I appreciate that. I mean, I appreciate knowing that you've got this scheduled. It might slow me down some on sitting in here saying today, they're going to have to fire him. What else is there to do? Do you want to trade Tage Thompson? Do you want to trade Dylan Cousins? Do you want to trade Rasmus Dahlin? Do you want to trade Owen Power? Probably not. Right? I'm a no on all four of those suggestions. We talk about anybody on the roster, including those guys. But I'm look, you want to convince me otherwise? I'm here, man. But I'm pretty firmly a no on any of those ideas right now. So what else is there to do? It looks like, wait for it. Oh, there's so many better ways to put this. Nothing is the plan. How does that look on a billboard? Your 2024 Buffalo Sabres, 2024-25 Buffalo Sabres. Season tickets available now. Come on out. We're changing nothing. We're doing nothing. It's a bold plan. Let's see if it works. I don't know. I mean, on one hand, getting upset to the point where, you know, Zach would be warranted in being, you know, maybe scared or at least a little uncomfortable is one thing and entirely can be warranted at times like this. It also feels a little bit like I am an animal in a cage for your amusement that is supposed to get mad about the thing that I strongly suspected was coming anyways. I have said for weeks here, I'm just going to need them to do it. I don't believe they'll do it. I don't think they want to do it. Change the coach. And again, this is not a declaration written in stone, but they're planning a news conference with the coach and the GM to talk about the season on Friday. I think that's a pretty good sign that he's not getting canned between now and Friday or really ever. He's the coach of the Buffalo Sabres. And I just, to get really wound up about it feels almost, I don't know, ingenuinely performative in some way. Like I think an adult response to them would be, I don't even know what to do. I don't want to talk to you anymore. I don't know if I really want to be friends anymore. I can't keep doing this. I come here. You send me a text. We need to talk. I come. Okay. You're my friend. I respect you. You're telling me the same problems over and over again. I've told you my advice. I've told you a way forward that could maybe change your outcome. And you're here. It's been a month, a year, 13 years. And you're just telling me the same things and ignoring the advice I give you. I'm getting a little fatigued by giving the advice. Because you never do anything. That's where the Sabres are right now. Hey, everybody. Coach and GM going to talk Friday. Thanks for nothing. Nothing. Put it on a billboard. Nothing. I don't know. I'm teetering in between, you know, unreasonable rage and feeling sort of pathetic. That's ultimately where, and it's just me. Like, I, you know, you guys do what you think is right. You want to get really upset, call and yell at me, you know, them using this, fine. Pieces of me are dying day to day during these hockey seasons, and none more so than this year. And this notification today about their plans for Friday and the season-ending news conference for the coach, it just and it may have broken me. I may be broken. 803. Oh, I'm not trying to be dramatic. I don't know what to do anymore. What are we doing? What are we doing? This is a professional sports team that has underperformed year over year. And slow and steady as she goes, stability, continuity. I mean, this is all going to sound really ridiculous if they fire him before Friday. I know, right? But come on. I just don't. I mean, whatever. I'll gladly wear the egg that will come on my face for saying that you know, doing all this if they do something with Granato between now and Friday. But I think the announcement about the news conference is an announcement about their plans moving forward. That's how I'm taking it. So, you know, we'll see. I think it's really interesting that this announcement precedes them sitting down and talking to the players in exit meetings. Not that I would expect, you know, a bunch of guys to be just driving a bus back and forth over Don Granato. But I think you go into those sorts of things if you're the guy in charge, your ownership or your upper management, like Kevin Adams, and you try to get honest answers and good give and take with the players in the room, and they might tell you something without maybe setting out to mean to tell you something. Like, you might find out something about your coach and the way things are going, but here we are, they're talking already, like that's all set. We know what we're doing. Our plan is to keep going forward with this setup, and I just I hardly think that's warranted considering the state of things, and am plainly frustrated by it. 803-0550 is the number. Some good Twitter responses already regarding what I think is an eventuality that we'll see Don Granato back as head coach of the Sabres for next year. You know, we'll find out for sure what all that's going to mean. So we'll get through some of the Twitter mentions, and of course, phone lines are available. 803-0550 is the number if you'd like to hop in and get in on the show. We'll spend, hopefully anyway, depending on your input, most of this first hour on the Sabres, and then Sal Capaccio will be with me at 4 o'clock, and we'll turn our attention to the Bills, who have the first day, a lot of teams in the NFL, first days of, I guess, off-season workouts, voluntary stuff. So they've got some players in town. And, of course, the draft is coming. And so a lot of things to talk with Sal about. Let's fire it up. 803-0550 is the number. Jack is first up this segment. Hi, Jack. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Senor Dog of the Bulls, good to talk to you. I think I have the material for the press conference. The NHL finally decides to declare the Sabres the official practice team of the league. And everybody who plays them will get 2 points, and if it goes to overtime, 3. But the Sabres will be doing what they've been doing for years, providing a good workout, but without any stress, and the coach can stay in place.
Okay, Jack, thank you. Appreciate the call. Ken is first up. Ken, next up, excuse me. Ken, how are you? Thanks for calling.
Calling from Hockey Town, USA, Tampa. I'm really excited that I get to go see my hometown Sabres today. I just wanted to talk to you really quick about a couple things. I'll even throw in a draft thing at the end that I'd love your comment on. But, you know, I think we had a better team than the record looks at. I think we hit a lot of posts. I think had our power play been 25% more successful, just not bottom five in the league. Had we just been in the middle, I think we'd be looking at a playoff berth and a few, you know, maybe 5 to 10 more wins. What is your take on that? And then, by the way, you cannot throw football without hitting a car with a Bill sticker on here in Tampa. Just telling you, it seems like, I wonder all the time if people are still at home. And the last take is Bills draft, 28th pick, I think. There's a linebacker, Edgerrin Cooper, out of South Carolina.
I'll stop you there. The Bills are not drafting a linebacker at 28. I don't even know if they'll draft a single linebacker in this draft. I mean, probably. It's a position. But yeah, I can't. Funny, I was just listening to One Bills Live on the way in, and Dane Brugler from The Athletic just put out his massive draft, like more than 300 pages, draft analysis. And he was a guest on their show and talked about how running backs and linebackers, probably nobody on day one. So my thought would be strike at any idea of that. It doesn't mean, you know, I think they're going to take a receiver, probably move up to do so. I don't have to be right about that, but linebacker to me is not on the list of what they'll be looking at least not with their premium assets. Could they pick one at some point? Sure. But I wouldn't lose sleep worrying about a guy so early as at 28. As for the other stuff, parse it and slice it up any way you want. Goalposts and power plays, really getting games to overtime is a huge issue. The Sabres only have, they lost in overtime on Saturday, so that was their sixth overtime loss. I mean, you look at the standings, the teams in the playoffs.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spots. The Islanders have 16 loser points. That's 16 overtime or shootout losses. 16! The Capitals, 11. Flyers, 11. Penguins, 12. Those are all the teams that are still ahead of the Sabres and still alive, even going into this week. A more productive power play, middle-of-the-pack power play, maybe wins you a couple of more games. That, to me, is on the coaching staff, that they could not produce a consistent, dangerous, dare I even say elite power play with the talent that was on this roster, even with the injuries that they endured during the season. Late game situations, pulling the goalie, using timeouts can help you. It's not a guarantee. You're in a pretty desperate situation if you're pulling your goalie. But you've seen Granato any number of times, and I don't think even just this year, sort of struggle to get the goalie out early enough. That's a way that you can get games to overtime and get some loser points. Who knows? Maybe even win some of those games that you actually get to overtime. You do not have to lose them automatically just because you get them to overtime. The idea is to try to then get the 2 points, but at least you've got the one. And the Sabres only have managed to do that 6 times all year. It has devastated them in this race. With the teams, again, the teams around them, the teams that are still alive in the race have got 2 to 3 times as many overtime losses or shootout losses, thus loser points. Big factor in the standings. I really can't stand the idea of this team not doing anything significant with the coach. And it's not like I like Don Granato. I don't know him very well, but I like his style. I like how he has talked about the team. We've only had him on our show maybe a couple of times when they were in California. He's normally on with the morning guys. I enjoy hearing those conversations. I've enjoyed the limited interactions I've had with him. And I'll say it again. I've enjoyed listening to him talk about the players on this team and the process that they're going through. I think he's thoughtful and thorough and has done many good things. But this season has come off as an absolute waste of time to me. And I know that Kevin Adams really balked at that kind of phrasing last spring when asked about whether or not the season was a waste of time. This year feels like a repeat of last year. All the same talking points about dealing with pressure and learning how to play properly and all the stuff that you heard last year that they were going to have to learn how to handle. You heard the same excuse making over again this year. That is just, it's no progress. It's a flat line. In fact, the scoring dipped. Every important guy on the team dipped. And maybe that's just coincidence and bad luck. Maybe that's a sign that the coach's message somehow or another just was not effectively getting through. And I feel like what I heard from the Sabres this afternoon about a news conference on Friday featuring the head coach and the GM tell me that they're fine, they're accepting it, and they don't plan any significant changes. If that ends up being the case, that's what I think telling us they're having that news conference Friday tells us. What's your reaction? 803-0550 is the number. A lot of hockey here to start, a lot of hockey at the end too, because we've got a Sabres game tonight. The season finale is tonight in Tampa. Pre-game with Paul Hamilton will start up at 6. We'll get Sal in on the Bills starting up off-season workouts at 4, but the rest of the time it's just us talking about the hockey team. 803-0550 is the number. Mike is out today, along with Zach Jones. I'm the Bulldog. Thanks for listening to WGR.
Cousins stripped of the puck by Barkov. Slides it through to Reinhart. Scores! With 1:02 left in overtime, Sam Reinhart wins it for the Panthers.
Dan Dunleavy on the call from Saturday afternoon's 3-2 overtime loss in Florida to the Panthers. That's former Sabre draft pick Sam Reinhart with the winner. Just a 6th overtime or shootout loss on the season for the Sabres. It's a very telling look at the standings. Is all the evidence you need, just how tough a job the Sabres had just getting games to overtime. They just were just way off pace with the other teams that are still alive in the playoff race. The Islanders had 16, Capitals, Flyers, 11 each, the Penguins, 12. Sabres had 6. They're stuck at 82 points. I mean, throw like 6 more points on there, and they're in the wild card spot. Very tough, very tough. 803-0550, one way to look at their inability to end what is now a 13-season playoff drought. 803-0550 is the number. I was of a mind to talk with Sabres fans about their team as the season is ending tonight with a game in Tampa and a 13th consecutive season out of the playoffs. When I got here to work, I was greeted by an email from the Sabres letting us know that they are having locker cleanouts the next midweek, Wednesday, Thursday. Players will be available. And Friday, they are planning to have Don Granato and Kevin Adams address the media. And I feel like that's an email that does not come out if there's any doubt about Don Granato's presence here, that there's any chance he's getting replaced or fired, because the replacement could stretch out into the offseason here. If there are any chance that he was getting dismissed, I don't think they would be announcing that they're having a news conference on Friday with the two of them. So I think that that announcement is confirmation that, for me, my worst fear sounds a little too dramatic, but when we've been talking about it, as obvious as it may seem to many observers, not all, I mean, Granato's definitely got his supporters still out there, but I think there's been a lot of conversation about making a change. And if for no other reason, then what else are you going to do? What are you going to sell the fans? Like, this is this is going to be different. This is why we won't reach 14 seasons with a playoff drought. We're making this change. We recognize this has not been good enough, and we're going in a different direction. Sure doesn't sound like they're doing that. And I don't know, is there a team in the league where it's more warranted than the Sabres? Very tough. 803-0550 is the phone number. Let's get back to the phones. Ray is first up this segment. Hi, Ray. Thanks for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Hi. What a shame. Last year we had the scoring and not the goaltending. This year we have the goaltending and not the scoring. You know, we couldn't put this thing together, and I know sometimes that's the way it works. You know, Bulldog, I'm one of those people where I don't wait to see what happens and then have a strong opinion on it. I measure things on what was I thinking at the time. And last off season, at the time, I was thinking we needed to do something, and we didn't. What does that mean? I don't know. A trade, a free agent. Patrick Kane was, you know, hurt, but everybody expected him to be back around Thanksgiving. Maybe the Sabres made an attempt to get him. That would have been a nice pickup. But one thing we did have all along was flexibility with the salary cap. We had the money to spend. I don't know how much, but I know we weren't tight like the way the Buffalo Bills were up against the edge. And the thing is, no matter what happened, we had the same team. We're in the same boat. We just missed the playoffs. We trade off our leading scorer and our captain. And you know what? We didn't skip a beat. It's the same thing. So what is the common thread? I mean, it's got to be the coaching. I mean, you said before break, our leading guys dipped. I'm not saying that Tage Thompson's got to improve by 20 points every year with Skinner and Tuck. But all of them, every man to a T, went down. You know, Dahlin was the only one that went up. But as far as offensive forwards, they all dipped. And I don't know why. I don't know. The power play was a big thing, and I know guys were hurt. But what do I want to see in the offseason? They cannot stand stagnant a second offseason in a row. I don't care if you got some rookies in the AHL coming up, but you got to shake it up. If it takes a big trade, we need more offensive guys. I mean, I would have been glad with Patrick Kane. Maybe he didn't want to come here, but my gosh, his 20-some goals, his leadership, the motivation for young players who grew up watching him would have been awesome. And I think he would have been even better here. He's playing in front of your hometown. Oh, my gosh, isn't that a guy's dream, the way Tuck was? So I like Granato. I feel the same way, but you know what? It's business at this point. And if Adams doesn't do something, he's gone next year too. You know, that's just the way it is. If players get scolded, then so should management.
Ray, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. A lot to chew on there. I mean, every team has injuries. They're all not created equal. I don't know to what degree. I know Tage Thompson missed time this year. He's only played 70 games, so he'll play tonight and will have missed 11 of the 82. That's not horrendous. But how healthy has he been all year? I don't have an answer to that. I suspect something had been bothering him for stretches of this season. But they knew in June. Jack Quinn got hurt in June, tore his Achilles training. And that was a player, I think you would have been right to be counting on 20 goals as an entry point for him. For this, the way that his line with Paterka and Cousins looked last year, okay, 20. Maybe you were hoping for more than that, like a breakthrough, like the sort of breakthrough that Paterka's had this year. He's at 28, so, you know, Still some work to do to actually reach 30 with only one more game left. But still, kind of a breakthrough there. Maybe you would have been expecting or hoping organizationally the same sort of breakthrough with Quinn. He gets hurt. You know he's out until Christmas. And what was their answer with the entire offseason? Like, that's like the weekend of the draft is when Quinn gets hurt. So late June, before free agency even kicks in, before the offseason in the NHL is really in gear. And they signed a couple of journeyman defensemen and then brought back their fourth line and did nothing. Nothing. That was their choice. Nothing. Again, nothing. Put it on a billboard. Nothing to address Quinn's injury. And then, you know, at some point in the year when, you know, just going through the day-to-day and he's back and, oh, we've got some stability back now. I can put my lines back together. I'm hearing Granato talk about how, oh, I get Thompson, Tuck, and Skinner. There's a lot of comfort there. And I've got, I can put Cousins, Paterka, and Quinn back together now. And look, there's a big deal for our lineup. And I'm not kidding you. This one night driving home while the rest of the Sabres pregame show played out, and I hear Granato making the point about having the lines back the way they envisioned them before Quinn got hurt. And like 40 seconds into that night's game, Tage Thompson is off of the line with Tuck and Skinner. I'm like, what are we doing here exactly? Like, what, you didn't like his stick position or something on his first shift? I'm listening to you talk about how important it is to have the stability of these guys back in the familiar spots, and like the game just started? I don't even have my nachos yet, and bench him. I mean, I don't know, man. I'm maybe nitpicking and just like pulling out tiny little minutia here. It just isn't good enough, is what it is. Just isn't good enough. And staying the course is a choice. Maybe it'll work. Maybe like our caller Ray says. Last year they couldn't get saves. This year they couldn't score. Well, maybe another year is the year those two things finally all come together. And I get the better shored up defensive play, and I've got a goalie now that's looking like a number one in Luukkonen, and maybe everyone will just remember how to score. That's the plan. I mean, that's a little more wordy than nothing on a billboard, I think. But I don't know. Is that going to work? 803-0550 is the number. Ed, next up. Hi, Ed. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Thanks for taking my call, Bulldog. I am a season ticket holder for quite a few years now. My opinion is Don Granato and the entire coaching staff need to be relieved of their duties tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. It has to happen. The power play is absolutely awful. I watch other NHL games, and the players on the power play, they move around. Our players stand there like pieces on a chessboard. It's disgusting. I have had enough. The coach has to go.
Well,
and I would get rid of.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Five players at least on this team that would not be in uniform for me next year if I was in charge.
Well, you recognize that the walking off point for this conversation is that they have announced that Granato and Adams are meeting with the media on Friday. So I think you're 9 a.m. tomorrow. This is something I would have probably said that 20 times today, if not for this email telling me that they're scheduled to both meet with the media. It's just not something, doesn't have to be. I mean, you know, things could change. They could have a temper tantrum and change their minds here on Granato. But I don't think you announce on the Monday of your final regular season game, which will culminate a 13th consecutive season out of the playoffs. I don't think you release to the media so that we can tell all of you, like, here's what the Sabres have planned. Wednesday, Thursday, players will be cleaning out their lockers and be made available to the media for, you know, end of season recap conversations. And on Friday, the coach and GM will do the same with the media Friday morning. I just don't, in my experience doing this, I mean, I'm not, you know, I haven't been here 50 years, but I've been here more than 25. And I don't think you announce that if you're about to make a change or you're even contemplating a change or you're considering listening to the players after the season is over with to tell you what they think went wrong or what they think needs to be improved on. You've already decided. How on earth is that kind of stability called for with this organization right now? How? I just don't get it. I just don't get nothing. Nothing. 803-0550 is the number. I'm a demoralized radio host without his co-host. Mike is out sick today along with Zach Jones. I'm the Bulldog. We'll keep for more calls coming. Sal Capaccio coming your way at 4. I am the Bulldog, and this is WGR. Thanks for hanging with us here on a sunny Monday afternoon. I am the Bulldog. Mike Shope is out today. Hope you had a great weekend. Sat with the Masters a lot. Wasn't very dramatic by the end. It was pretty good in the middle of the final round there. Four guys tied at 6-under, but man, Scheffler is just...
The front nine was fun, and then Scheffler was like, y'all can keep making mistakes. I'll just keep going.
Right. So not very dramatic at the end, as it turned out. The favorite one going away. 803-0550 is the number. We won't have time for Brian today because it's a Sabre game day, and he's, you know, on all night with Sabres coverage, and that starts at 6 with me and Paul, and so we just don't have a window for Brian. Normally we would review the first major of the season with him, but we won't have time for that today. 803-0550 is the number. We do have time for Nate right now. Hi, Nate. You're on WGR. Thanks for calling.
Hey there. Thanks for taking my call. I just had two quick points. One, you kind of reminded me with Granato kind of unplugging the line chemistry. I can't even get back to my seat with my nachos. I remember going to the games as a kid, and it just kind of speaks to the environment now. It was 05 era, and I remember going with my dad and being like, oh, do I have to an exit before, you know, the mad rush at the end of the period, so maybe we can get back to our seats and not miss the, you know, the start of the next. And now it's like, I got 5 minutes left in the intermission, and I probably can get back to my seat and get a nacho and hit the bathroom at the same time. So it's just kind of depressing now, is, you know, in the arena. And my other thing on Granato, I'm kind of disappointed, you know, hearing what you got in that email, him going to speak, because I just can't believe that it almost seems like we shouldn't even be in the same league with some of these other teams. Like, thinking back to Vegas as a expansion team, and they're canning their coach after, you know, deep playoff runs because it's not good enough. And I just can't believe upper management and ownership is content with, I guess, progress on goal differential is what we're going to, you know, celebrate.
Right.
Our coach. It's just so frustrating to think that's why we're going to keep a guy. I mean, I really don't care if you have to pay him because his contract is done, or, you know, you fire him before his contract's done. This is the NHL, not, you know, a high school program. You know, it's time to get real and actually make serious moves. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Nate. Thank you. I would love to know if Kevin Adams, in his heart of hearts, would like to make a change. I mean, I really don't know, because publicly you get what you get, right? Support, and that's it, right? So if that's the spot you're in, that's all you're going to hear from such a person like Adams. But I really wonder if the churn of personnel at both organizations, and not just coaches. I mean, there's been a lot of people that have run in and out of there. You know, the coaches get paid after they get fired, so that differentiates them from other, maybe more traditional severance packages with other people in management. But it has worried me, despite the massive wealth of the ownership, Terry and Kim Pegula, the fortune that they've amassed, whether or not he just is tired of paying people to not work for him anymore. And that they decided that Granato deserved a contract extension at some point last year. That doesn't even kick in until this fall. And regardless of how the year went, I'm not doing that again. I would really love to know. I don't think I'm ever going to get an answer to that. And I know on one hand you think like, well, they got so much money, what's the big deal? But it's very possible to me that with the business of the Sabres, you know, separate from the business of the Bills, like, I know the ownerships are the same, but, you know, attendance is down. We all know there's not the TV money. Like, the Sabres might be really floundering financially. And the idea of paying a coach a couple of million bucks a year to not coach the team might just, Terry Pegula might have just reached a breaking point with that concept. So, like, I don't care, I'm not doing it. My mind is kind of blown if that's the case. Again, I don't know. It's all just guesswork. But I feel very strongly with today's news that they are going to keep going, because they've announced that Granato and Adams are meeting with the media on Friday. And I don't think you do that if you're making a change at coach, if that in any way, shape, or form is on the radar. So that's where we started today. We'll get back to this as we go, but we're going to shift gears into football. The Bills, some of them anyway, are in town. First day of voluntary workouts for the offseason. Of course, the draft is another day and week closer. So we'll touch base with Sal Capaccio on all of that and more as we continue. Mike is out today. I am the Bulldog along with Zach Jones. Thanks for listening to WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.